Hello and welcome back, my dear children, to this brand new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I hope you are ready for the second and final part of this interesting mystery with our beloved superheroes, Gooblo Boy and Nutty Nut Nut. In the previous episode, Gooblo was competing in a skateboarding race where he was almost about to win when he had heard a shrill scream and gone to help a little girl, Zara. She had been hurt and her skateboard had been found broken into bits and there had been a thick iron rod lying right next to her. Gooblo suspected that the boy who had come first after Gooblo dropped out of the race was responsible for this horrible accident and decided to keep an eye on him and his friends. But even after 2 days of following Prateek, the Superboy and Superdog had not found any proper evidence. Meanwhile, it was now time for the next race of the series to take place and Gooblo was determined to win it. The next morning, Gooblo and Nutella woke up early. While munching on his apple, the Superboy read the headlines in the newspaper that the diamond thieves who had robbed a famous jewelry shop had still not been caught. Gooblo and Nutella hurried down to the race venue, forgetting all about diamonds and thieves and robberies. Little Zara had also come to wish Gooblo good luck, although she was obviously in no condition to actually race. Nutella took his place at the finish line, hoping that this time Gooblo would be the first to reach it, while Gooblo looked at the remaining 7 children who were competing. Zara and Prateek had been the 2 kids who had bought new skateboards for the race. It was too bad that Zara's skateboard was smashed to bits, thought Gooblo, feeling a little angry at Prateek. The referee blew the whistle and the children sped off. Gooblo took a lead early on and sped away as fast as he could. He had decided to beat Prateek at any cost today, as he still felt angry about him hurting Zara even though he hadn't found any evidence. The Superboy sped through the first 3 gentle curves easily, hardly having to slow down. He was approaching the last and the trickiest turn now, and he reduced his speed a little bit, conscious that Prateek was quite close behind him. He crossed the turn and speeded up again, rushing towards the finish line. However, he was just a meter away when Gooblo heard an agonized scream again, followed by a loud thud. Angry that Prateek and his friends had hurt someone else this time, Gooblo came to a halt and spun around, rushing back to the corner. Children, Gooblo was shocked to find Prateek lying there in a heap with his skateboard smashed to bits and a thick iron rod lying next to him on the track. The poor boy had a cut on his head from where a trickle of blood flowed slowly. The rest of the competitors sped by, carefully avoiding that part of the track as they were going too fast to stop. Gooblo felt extremely guilty that he had been suspecting poor Prateek for so long without having any real evidence. He could not have planned to hurt himself after all. Just then, Nutella came running up to him and realized quickly what had happened. But this time, the Superdog was faster than Gooblo. While Gooblo knelt down to help Prateek and bring him back to consciousness, the Superdog looked around and sniffed around the place quickly. Then, sending a telepathic message to Gooblo, he tapped his power band and turned into Nutty Nut Nut with a flash of silver light. Before anybody else came upon them, Nutty Nut Nut turned invisible and flew away, all the time explaining his plan and communicating with Gooblo telepathically. Gooblo, meanwhile, helped two adults carry Prateek to the first aid center where a doctor looked at him. He was advised to rest for a day to evaluate how bad his head injury was. Prateek was not able to explain much of what had happened, except for saying that an iron rod had appeared in front of him out of nowhere and he had tripped and landed on his head, immediately losing consciousness. By now, Gublu had realized everything that had happened thanks to the telepathic commentary being given by Nutty Nut Nut. He stepped out of the medical center and transformed into Gublu Boy, instantly turning invisible and following the super dog's instructions. He followed him to a small ramshackle hut which was a few kilometers from their house. Two hefty and mean-looking robbers sat inside, holding six shiny diamonds in their hands and laughing. The Superboy and Superdog could see them through a hole in the thatched roof as they landed on it quietly. These were the two guys who had stolen the diamonds from the jewelry store and hidden them inside the nuts and the screws of a brand new skateboard in a sports shop just across the road from the jewelry shop. They had meant to go later and buy the two new skateboards from the shop once the police had left the place. However, this was the same shop from where Zara and Prateek had bought their skateboards for the competition, and unfortunately, one of them had bought the one with the hidden diamonds inside it. And so, children, the thieves had tried to interfere in the race at the sharp corner where it was difficult for anyone to see them. They had hidden in the bushes and tripped the two children using a heavy iron rod which had caused them serious injuries. After that, they had smashed the skateboards to find the hidden diamonds. Clearly, Zara's skateboard was not the right one, because of which they had to come back 2 days later to look for the diamonds in Prateek's skateboard. Nutty Nut Nut's sharp eye had caught sight of the smallest diamond which the robbers had dropped in their hurry, and the super dog had also picked up their alien smell at the scene of the accident. He had remembered the piece of news that Gublu had been reading and had connected the dots in his mind. Knowing that Gublu would take care of Prateek, Nutty Nut Nut had flown away following the trail of the robbers. And now that the two of them were together, Gublu sent a tip to the police hotline telling them about the robbers and where they could be found. In order to ensure that they could not run away, the superhero and the superdog tied up the hands and the feet of the robbers with their magic unbreakable rope and stayed invisible till the police came to collect them. Even though the superheroes had managed to solve the mystery this time, Gublu felt very guilty about suspecting Prateek earlier and behaving in a mean fashion, even when he had no evidence. He promised Nutella that he would be more careful in future and thanked him for being smarter and fairer than him this time. They decided they would never think ill about other people and would always try to find the best possible solution without being unfair. Finally, after all the excitement was over, Gublu and his friends went back to skating and skateboarding, thankfully without any further injuries. And that brings us to the end of this adventure, children. I hope you enjoyed the story and also learned a few lessons from it. Send me a message and tell me how you felt about it. I'll see you next time with a brand new story. Until then, stay safe, stay happy, and bye-bye.